Anyways, teachers are seeing a rise in interest in homeschooling and attribute that to a lack of confidence in the government's K-12 education reentry plan. Government laid the groundwork for back to school, but it's leaving it up to the educators to work out the finer points and come up with a detailed plan. The largest school district, the English School Board, expects to release the draft plan in the coming days. NLTA President Dean Ingram says homeschooling has never been widespread in this province, but interest in it is now on the rise. He speaks with VOCM's Brian Madure.
We've been raising concerns for a number of months about the what we see as inconsistencies between the public health directives as given for every other aspect of our province, all of our public health venues. We heard on the update yesterday from Minister Hagee, Dr. Fitzgerald, that there were certain expectations. There was a clarification when asked a question about another public venue, that having large groups gathered in small rooms for extended periods with limited ventilation is something we should not be entertaining. That describes our province's classrooms. Is this lack of clarity, this lack of preparedness that is driving a lot of angst between parents, teachers, school administrators, and they're wondering, what will our schools look like? And for that reason, this is what's driving the uncertainty, is what's driving the increase. Parents are concerned about the health status for their children in our schools. Will there be a health concern? Well, our province is in a very good place right now today. But our schools need to be rigorous enough and the plans need to be robust enough that they will be able to handle any potential upticks or flare-ups that, based on the information we've been receiving from public health, a second wave is certainly a real possibility. And these questions that parents have is what's driving the concern, driving the angst.
The minister also said yesterday during the update that they're going to leave the actual planning in the hands of educators. The school board has said that it's a few days away from coming out with their draft plan. Have you been involved in that to the level that your satisfaction?
We have been engaged with the school district, through our SICs, through a number of areas of getting feedback on that. But I want to stress, it's impossible for the district to put in place a plan that addresses necessary safety measures given the parameters and what the government has put forward. And I'm not surprised the district is delaying its finalizing this plan. Now, we're hopeful that given the reference to greater clarification that will be provided by public health and the Department of Health officials on request from the school boards, we're hopeful that they will indeed be given that clarification, and the plan that will be released will be one that actually assures the safety measures there. That's our hope. We are hoping that's exactly what happened. And yes, to your point of it, Dr. Hagee emphasized that our health care does not have the expertise and they will be seeking input. We know that the input from teachers, administrators, our educators, they're the ones that have the expertise. And it's certainly very important that that feedback be given, that feedback be taken into account and implemented. But I want to stress, right now, one of the challenges we see and we feel the district will run into is that government has made it very difficult for districts to create safe schools on the parameters that we've seen to date. I'm hopeful that a revisiting of those protocols will actually result in a plan for our students, for our parents, for our teachers, everyone that enters our building that provides the degree of safety that drives the level of confidence that's needed for all concerned.
And one final point, public health officials in Alberta are recommending that teachers and staff be tested before going back to school. Have there been any discussions along those lines between your association and government?
We have suggested to government that there needs to be an enhanced availability of testing for those that enter the school system. We know that right now the system is very fragile. We know that under the current guidelines of having demonstration of two symptoms, that they would have to be quarantined for the period of time. We feel that it's critically important for the system to be sustained, that there be a rapid access to testing, rapid results, to ensure that our system is able to be functional and more rigorous. Enhanced testing availability to avoid that would be beneficial for the system without question.
That was NLTA President Dean Ingram speaking with VOCM's Brian Madure about teachers seeing a rise in interest in homeschooling and attribute that to a lack of confidence in government's K-12 education reentry plan.